California's Governor Gray Davis has announced an ambitious plan to build new power plants in the state. Davis hopes the effort will help avoid blackouts this summer. No major power plants have opened in California in a decade, a fact which many say is contributing to the state's energy crisis. From member station KPBS, Scott Horsley reports.
Davis announced his new energy plan at the site of the Sutter Power Project in Yuba City, the first of nine new power plants authorized under his administration. Sutter is scheduled to start producing power in July of this year, adding 500 megawatts to the state's supplies, or enough for 500,000 households. But Davis hopes to boost that figure tenfold, adding 5,000 more megawatts statewide in order to meet this summer's peak demand.
These are megawatts produced in California that will stay in California. They will help keep the lights on during the peak periods this summer, and they will reduce our dependence on out-of-state generation.
Davis wants another 5,000 megawatts by next summer and 10,000 more 2 years later. He says state government will move heaven and earth to develop the additional power supplies. He's offering bonuses for builders who complete power plants by this summer, and he's ordered that emergency applications for new peaking plants, smaller plants that operate part-time at peak periods, be processed in just 3 weeks. Davis insists California can speed up power plant development without compromising clean air standards. He's ordered the creation of a new emissions offset bank so power plant operators can make up for the air pollution they cause by paying for clean air projects elsewhere.
We'll demonstrate that California can cut red tape, build needed energy supply, and maintain our respect for the environment.
The governor's proposal was applauded by power producers who've long maintained that a shortage of electricity is the main cause of California's energy crisis. But Severin Borenstein, who directs the Energy Institute at the University of California at Berkeley, says meeting the targets will be difficult.
The governor has certainly laid out a very aggressive building schedule and one that is going to take all of the resources in the state to meet, and even then I think it is probably a long shot. On the other hand, we are in for a very difficult summer, so setting very aggressive goals is the only way we're going to avoid rolling blackouts.
Governor Davis also says he'll support a 50% tax credit for businesses or homeowners who install their own renewable energy systems. And he called on residents of California to do their part, even if that means dropping their not-in-my-backyard opposition to power plants in their neighborhoods.
Every individual has to do everything they can to conserve power and to be a full partner in allowing us to build more power to meet our energy needs.
Boosting power generation in California is one piece of the governor's plan to solve the energy crisis. He's also trying to stabilize wholesale prices with long-term purchase contracts and restore the state's big utilities to financial health. At the same time, the Democratic governor is catching heat from Republicans, who began running radio ads this week in San Diego and elsewhere.
Now government's in the energy business, setting the price, and then the power cops fine you if you use too much? Whose bright idea was that?
Governor Gray Davis, that's who. He's putting more energy into saving his political hide than solving this energy crisis.
Davis says it's unfortunate Republicans are trying to use the power crisis for political gain. He repeated his off-stated message that he ran for governor as a problem solver. And he said he intends to solve this one. For NPR News, I'm Scott Horsley in San Diego.